Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, July 15th, 2024. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 476-668 through 476-681. Checks number 476-683, 476-714, warrants 8425 through 8426. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 476-682.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
One abstention. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from July 8th, 2024. Are there any questions?
No.
No.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 8th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our planning and zoning rezone request, order number 7-15-2024-01, Billy and Hannah Ware, parcel number 05-5.0-22-000-000-010.007, located at 7851 State Highway 176, Walnut Shade, Missouri. This time, I would turn it over to Mr. Scott Sterrett.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to this July 15th, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into Evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission for each case is Exhibit C. The Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting and public hearing is Exhibit D. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So our first order, which is 7-15-2024-1, on July 8th, 2024. The Taney County Planning Commission failed to pass the motion to recommend approval to the County Commission the remaining 11 acres of the Ware Estates subdivision to rezone from A1 agricultural to RV1 recreational vehicle park, located at 7851 State Highway 176 Walnut Shade. Parcel number is 5-5.0-22-000-000-010.007. The motion was made with the four following conditions. One is limit the number of RV sites to 8. Two is the location of the sites. or as presented in the public hearing. 3, covenants and rules shall be recorded in the Taney County Recorder's Office. And 4, the driveway for the park shall be off State Highway 176. So if you want to turn your attention to our monitor here. Of course, you can see US 65 to the west of this, and this is 176 that loops back around to 160. Got the parcel highlighted. This is our zoning layer. The white is your A1 agricultural. The yellow is R1. Then we have just a little bit of office. So the entrance planned is right here off 176. And the location of the RV sites would be in this location. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant and let him add what he wants to say.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all?
I'm good.
Good.
Hello and good morning. My name is Hannah Ware. My husband Billy Ware and I are here this morning to present our rezoning application request in front of everyone today. I want to start off by thanking the commissioners, the staff, and fellow citizens for attending this hearing that pertains to my personal property where my family and I reside at 7851 State Highway 176 in Walnut Shea, Missouri. This property has been in my family for over 40 years, has personally been entrusted to myself and my family to continue in good faith the integrity of the property. I would like to understand the questions and concerns of everyone in attendance to have the opportunity to address this, to address those properly.
At this time, we're asking if it's okay with the commission to hear questions and concerns, and then I would be able to present the numbers and the data correctly and just make sure I don't miss any of the questions and concerns after attendees speak, if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah, we normally follow back to the applicant after we have our anybody that wishes to speak, and then we give you a chance to answer any questions. So.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So is that the way you wish to proceed at this point?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Do you guys have any questions?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I don't...
Yeah, what's the application for?
Yeah, please, I'm sorry. I guess we had questions. I got wrapped up in your...
I apologize.
No, it's my...
Would you please tell us exactly what you propose for the property, what you're wanting to do?
Yes, ma'am. We are wanting to be approved for 8 RV locations in the designated area in order to be able to legally have people reside at the location that we work with different nonprofits, ministry, and things that we're already doing in the community that we saw a need for. And just an example, we work with the Few, which is Purple Heart recipients, POWs, or Medal of Honor recipients. They come to Branson several times a year. We're their partner. And this is something that we're led to be able to let them come stay with us, do activities in Branson, Taney County area, and then also follow all the rules, regulations, and procedures of the county. So we're seeking to rezone this 11-acre parcel. We also own the parcel to the west of it. And again, I have more details now. I can go through everything if that's the way you guys do
want
it.
Yeah, please. And that was my fault for allowing that to happen that way.
Okay.
That way everyone in attendance understands questions to ask after they hear your proposal.
Yes. Do you? First, I'd like to thank everybody for being here today. In advance, I apologize. I'm not a professional at this, and I will present it in the best way with data and the facts and at least storytelling as possible. Hello, my name is Billy Ware. I reside at 7851 State Highway 176, Walnut Shade, Missouri, 65771. I am not a developer. I'm the property owner that lives on site for the property discussion. I'm seeking rezoning for present and future needs. I am a combat veteran, prior federal law enforcement, civilian law enforcement, and most importantly, an active church member while being a stay-at-home dad. The rezoning meets the need to provide value to organizations as such as the Wounded Warrior Project, the Foundation for Exceptional Warriors, and church members from our sister church that live in Florida for events that are held here in Branson. With confidence, it is to my belief that every question and concern will be addressed with the data provided by a reliable source. I'd like to start, if we can, with the first visual. It is a traffic volume map from MoDOT, provided by MoDOT. Traffic volume map? Yes, sir. This is the AADT, which stands for Report Annual Average Daily Traffic. The information provided is by MoDOT. At peak hours, we see at 8 a.m. is 32 vehicles. At 4 p.m., the peak hour is 34 vehicles. The daily average is 340 vehicles. The point of contact that was in discussion is the engineer, Mr. Mike, with MoDOT, and I have a phone number provided. Highway 176 is considered a low-volume highway. More than 350 feet line-of-sight pull-out visibility from 7851 State Highway 176 is both from the north and south of the entrance. Highway meets safety standards for RV transportation. Many residents on 176 have RVs on property and transport on 176. If we could look at the second visual, it would be the Fire 65 map. This first map shows the distance from 7851 State Highway to 65, which is 2.6 miles. Highway to highway connection without using any county roads or going through any neighborhoods. The second map, if you go down, shows the fire station, which is located 2.2 miles from the property in discussion. Taney County Sheriff's Office have mobile units for support with law enforcement needs. Missouri State Highway Patrol also have mobile units for local and state law enforcement needs as well, and are accessible directly from highway to highway connection. Injury to neighbors is eliminated by direct highway access and proper road construction per MoDOT standards. The next discussion will be the well requirements. Have a visual for that. That will be drinking water regulations. This is from Kristen Patterson, which is the drinking water section chief for DNR. I figured that hearing it from the horse's mouth is the best way to present it, so I'll just read the email out loud. Billy, per our phone conversation, the Safe Drinking Water Regulation 10 CSR 60-2.015 parenthesis 2 parenthesis P8 defines a public water system as any system that has 15 service connections or regularly services an average of at least 25 individuals daily at least 60 days out of the year. You stated you are planning to have 8 RV sites. This would be under the 15 connections. As long as you stay under 15 or 25 people, you would not be a public water system. We discussed a scenario if you have 7 RV spots with 3 people, equaling 21 people, 1 RV spot with 2 people, and a board member to